This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. Deadlines first. Cold wave affects lives in thrice since few days. Doctors suggest people to remain cautious. Schools in Dhangadi sub-metropolis remain closed for 2 days effective from today due to increased cold. And Donald Trump becomes third U.S. president in history to be impeached by the House of Representatives. Now the news in detail. The cold wave and the accompanying excessive colds have affected the lives of people in many parts of the Rai region since few days. Provincial hospital sources informed that the patients suffering from cough and cold, pneumonia, diarrhea and asthma have increased at the health institutions. Doctors in the meantime have urged all the people to consume hot meal, liquids, green vegetables and put warm clothes to get rid of colds. Dhangadi sub-metropolitan city in Kalali has made a decision to close schools for 2 days due to the increased cold caused by the cold waves. The decision has come to implementation in all community and private schools of Dhangadi sub-metropolis from today. Mayor of the sub-metropolitan city, Nirip Oat, informed that the decision was made after having consultation with stakeholders. Likewise, issuing a notice, Bim, that the municipality in Kanchanpur also made decision to close schools for today and tomorrow. Karnali State Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Sahi has directed employees to work for the effective implementation of budget by setting certain time frame. Directing to the district-based office chiefs and chief administrative officers of local levels in Calicut district today, Chief Minister Sahi said that the effective implementation of program could only bring economic prosperity and upgrade the living standards of the people. He on the occasion also inaugurated the daughter security program and monitored various development projects in the district. Baki Traffic Police has launched everyday traffic awareness training as the number of people losing life due to road accident increased in the district. District Traffic Police Office Baki informed that the district-wise training would include traffic rules, road safety, among other issues. As per the information shared by Traffic Police Chief Fabindra Bum, work such as sticking retro sticker on the vehicles, rewriting of the number plates, and placement of hoarding boards with traffic messages have been carried out. The Tharu Ethnographic Museum at Valka Shukla Phata Municipality 8 in Kanchanpur District is to be opened for the foreign and domestic visitors targeting the Visit Nepal Year 2020. A traditional house reflecting the Tharu architecture and furnishing has been constructed from the museum. The house has been constructed with the support of the municipality ward office, and arrangements have been made for installing solar lights at the museum. Similarly, various articles and artifacts related to the culture, tradition and lifestyle of Tharu people have been started to be kept at the museum. Nepal Telecom, the state-owned telecommunication service provider, has launched phone and internet service through optical fiber cables in Baglung, Parbat, Magdi and Mustang districts. Senior engineer for the Nepal Telecom office, Baglung, Keshav Sharma, announced the service operation by inaugurating it amid a function yesterday. He said the total 60 consumers of Glacier have got the service connected to their phones in the first phase, adding that thereafter the service would be expanded to the district headquarters, Beni Bazar. In this regard, efforts were underway to bring this service to the total 2,560 consumers in Beni Bazar. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now to some international updates. Donald Trump has become the third U.S. president in history to be impeached by the House of Representatives, setting up a trial in Senate that will decide whether he remains in office. The House voted on two charges, that the president abused his power and that he had obstructed Congress. Both votes fell along party lines, with nearly all Democrats voting for the charges and all Republicans against. As voting took place, President Trump was addressing a campaign rally. The White House released a statement saying that the president was confident that he will be fully exonerated in the Senate trial. The proceedings on Wednesday began with the members of Mr. Trump's Republican Party calling for votes on procedural issues in an effort to frustrate the process. Indian police have banned protests against a controversial new citizenship law in several parts of the country. The ban has been imposed in parts of the capital Delhi, Uttar Pradesh state, and some areas of Karnataka state, including Bangalore city. It comes after days of protests across India, some of which turned violent as protesters and police clashed. The new law offers citizenship to non-Muslim illegal immigrants from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan. The police order, based on severely restrictive law, prohibits more than four people from gathering in a place. Police say the ban has been imposed to avoid violence. A state of emergency has been declared in New South Wales, Australia, amid fears a record-breaking heatwave will exacerbate the state's bushfire crisis. The nation endured its hottest ever day on Tuesday, but that record was smashed again yesterday, which saw an average maximum of 41.9 degrees Celsius. Authorities in New South Wales are currently fighting about 100 fires in crisis that has lasted months. Premier Glandy Berejiklian announced a several-day state of emergency due to forecast of worsening conditions. Bushfires have been raging in Australia for months, killing six people, destroying hundreds of homes and burning millions of hectares of land. The crisis, worsened by tinder dry conditions from a severe drought, has spurred criticism of the nation's climatic police policies. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, deadlines once again. Cold wave affects lives in Tarai since few days. Doctors suggest people to remain cautious. Schools in Dhangadi sub-metropolis remain closed for 2 days, effective from today due to increased cold. And Donald Trump becomes third US president in history to be impeached by the House of Representatives. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website, www.onlinereadingnepal.gov.np, for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.